This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you're a new listener, Intelligent Medicine is about the best of high-tech medicine coupled with the best of natural therapies. We make intelligent choices, and hopefully that yields health benefits. And you can be part of the action by calling us, 877-726-8255, with your medical or nutritional question. That's 877-726-TALK. So start dialing this hour or next. We've got plenty of time this summer weekend to answer your questions. We got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about sponges and how often should you replace your sponge. And lutein. You all know about lutein. Lutein's beneficial for the eyes, but scientists have discovered yet another extraordinary benefit of this yellowish-green pigment that is found in egg yolks and green leafy vegetables. 877-726-TALK is our number. So please call us. And, you know, the diet that I popularized starting in the early 1990s is known as the salmon and salad diet. And it's based on the notion that, well, it's natural for us to consume lots of Paleolithic protein. I'm talking about wild protein. And what could be more wild than fresh-caught wild salmon, rich in omega-3 fatty acids, along with salad, which represents a low-starch version of some of the paleo foods that our ancestors foraged for tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of years ago. And all this fascinates me because college, I was an anthropology major, and part of anthropology is studying modern cultures, but it's also paleoanthropology, which is looking through human remains to discover how we evolved. And how we evolved should provide us with clues as to how we should live in modern times. We've gotten far away from our primitive ancestry in terms of diet, in terms of exercise, in terms of stress, even in terms of sleep style, because there weren't no electric lights 100,000 years ago. And so our human bodies, which evolved over hundreds of thousands of years, are poorly adapted to our modern lifestyles. We are, to borrow a term from Melvin Connor, Stone Agers in the fast lane. And therefore, we may be prey to many modern diseases that our primitive ancestors didn't suffer from. Cardiovascular disease and cancer and diabetes, virtually unknown. Yeah, sure, they got clobbered by wild animals. They were subject to exposure under harsh conditions during the Ice Age, and life was tough, and life expectancy was short. There was lots of infant mortality. There was lots of infectious disease as well, and there were no antibiotics then. But we've traded that type of disease for modern degenerative diseases. And so diet is something that we try to leverage as a way of extending our longevity and fending off modern degenerative diseases. So in the 1990s, I developed the salmon and salad diet and popularized it. Many of you know about it. You can go to drhoffman.com and download recipes. And it's modeled after a Mediterranean diet, but it's a lower-carb version of the Mediterranean diet because grains are a modern invention. And it's thought by some that if you include a lot of grains in your diet, you may make yourself more prey to digestive problems, autoimmune problems, and insulin resistance. And so it's fascinating as we look at new developments in paleoanthropology. And by the way, this field just keeps changing. It's amazing. I keep my finger on the pulse of new developments in analyzing human remains, ancient fossils. And we now have the ability to analyze fossil remains to determine what people ate. And it may just be that I was wrong, that I'll have to rechristen my diet instead of the salmon and salad diet, the mammoth and salad diet. Because there's a new study from the Senckenberg Research Institute and Natural History Museum that says that on early humans' menu was mammoth meat and plenty of raw vegetables. They say that early modern humans consumed more plants than Neanderthals, but ate very little fish. Well, what are they talking about here? Well, it turns out that two human species coexisted for a while, especially in Europe and possibly in the Middle East. They were the Neanderthals, which are the sort of primitive, low-browed, brawny species of humans that became extinct. And then they were what eventually evolved into modern humans, Homo sapiens, Cro-Magnons, who were taller, more erect, more intelligent, and outcompeted the Neanderthals, ultimately drove them into extinction, probably through tribal warfare. It turns out that analysis shows that Neanderthals consumed 55% of their food as meat. They were inveterate meat eaters, and they consumed some fish. And it was thought that modern humans, Homo sapiens, consumed a lot of fish, but they have this new technique that's an amazing technique. They can look at fossil records, and I don't know how they do this. They analyze the isotopes of nitrogen that are found in the bones and various amino acid residues, and they can determine precisely what went into the people whose bones they found. And so they looked at a variety of possibilities, because in those days, wild horses, woolly rhinoceri, yeah, rhinoceroses lived in Europe during the Ice Age, and a variety of large mammals lived in that part of the world. And it turns out that mammoths appear to have been one of the primary sources of meat in both Neanderthals and our primitive ancestors, Homo sapiens, the first humans. But the surprise here is that while mammoth meat was a staple for primitive humans, they also ate a lot of vegetables. So when you think of the paleo diet, and you say, well, oh, yeah, that's an all-meat diet. You're going to just eat steak, and you're going to eat lots of poultry and lots of fish and push aside the vegetables. No. In fact, if you really want to follow a paleo diet, you're going to need to eat a lot of fresh, raw vegetables, as our primitive ancestors did. So beside that mammoth meat, or it may be a T-bone steak, or it may be poultry, you got to have a lot of vegetables as part of your diet to match your genetic programming that may have occurred tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of years ago. And from the standpoint of evolution, thousands of years is a very short time, very hard for the body to adapt to such precipitous changes as we've seen in the world's diets since, let's pick a year, 1900, 117 years ago. Huge changes. Processed foods, excess sugar, new oils and margarines that are extracted from seeds under high pressure using mechanized and chemicalized techniques. These are changes in the Western diet that may be highly associated with the risk of so many degenerative diseases that we're now trying to fight. And so looking to our primitive ancestors may provide us clues as to what we should properly be eating. If you want to learn more, I've written several articles on this. You can find them at drhoffman.com on the subject of, is a raw foods diet right for most people? The answer, yeah, raw foods can be an important part of the diet, but protein from animal sources appears to be something for which we're evolutionarily programmed. And should we be vegans? Should we eschew animal protein completely? Well, according to the genetic blueprint of humans, that does not appear to be the case. We learn a lot from our study of anthropology. All right, our number, 877-726-8255. Maybe I'll rename the salmon and salad diet the mammoth and salad diet for future consumption. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we got a call. Our number, 877-726-8255. Peggy in Princeton, New Jersey. How you doing?
Hi, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have gastro, GERD, mm-hmm. and I've been taking your product, Endofen, which is very helpful to me.
Good.
But my first question is, can I take it more than once a day?
And you can. So let me tell our listeners what we're talking about here. Endofen, which is E-N-D-E-F-N, is actually one of our mainstays for treating GERD at my practice. It's a combination of plantain, which is very soothing, astaxanthin, which is an antioxidant. It's got green tea and rhabinogalactans. Rhabinogalactans are actually a prebiotic, which helps to promote the growth of good bacteria, because we believe that GERD, to some extent, is about something that's happening below the esophagus in the intestine. And there's an overgrowth of bacteria that produce a lot of gas. Gas floats upwards and promotes reflux. So those are some of the ingredients that you'll find in that combo. It's a powder. You mix it with water. It gets a little gloppy, but it coats the esophagus and has a soothing effect, right?
Yes, it's excellent. It's an excellent product. I'm also taking Nexium because I have a lot of pain. Would GERD give you a lot of pain?
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, but here's the problem: is you're taking Nexium, which is an acid suppressing thing. And then you're taking the Endofen, and the goal of Endofen is to supplant, if possible, dependency on what are called proton pump inhibitors, or PPIs. And these are medications which have been implicated in kidney disease, in higher risk of dying. I think one study said 25%, another study said 50%. Dementia may be part of that spectrum of problems. A lot of doctors say, fine, you can take it for the rest of your life, but new studies suggest that these medications are best for temporary use. So you really deserve a try at weaning off Nexium. Now, you say you're still having pain.
Yes.
That's a concern. You know, with the powerful acid blocker, with the endorphin relieves the pain somewhat. Something's going on there that really requires some evaluation. Obviously, you made some efforts to change your diet. What are you eating typically?
I have oatmeal.
Right, so that right there is your first mistake. You know, oatmeal. You think, well, okay, that's really healthy, because ordinarily a person who is health conscious, the first thing to do is switch from bagels or Danish to oatmeal. Oatmeal seems virtuous, but oatmeal is starch that really creates a lot of fermentation in the intestine. And so when we want to get people weaned off acid blocking medication, when they have GERD, we generally put them on a lower carb diet. We have them eating protein. We have them eating lots of non-starchy vegetables. And that's part of the solution. You know, so I'm not going to get into a whole dietary analysis with you, but you're following the wrong dietary approach in dealing with this. And, you know, probiotics could be part of the solution, taking the right probiotics. Dr. Ahira's probiotic can be chewed. A lot of people don't know that. You could just swallow it. But if you take... What I have some patients with GERD doing is I have them take 4 or 6 capsules per day, and you bite into them, chew them, and you release the probiotics down your esophageal tract, and that actually provides some relief for some patients. Also, DGL, are you aware that licorice is beneficial for this?
Yeah, I have that too. Yeah.
So you could take, you could go to town on those. You could take those 8, 10, 12 times a day. Just suck on the lozenges all day long, and that has a soothing effect. But the goal is to ultimately get you off the Nexium. But you need to check with your GI, because you're not getting relief on Nexium. Something may be brewing there, and maybe they need to take a look-see. Have you had an endoscopy?
No, that's probably next. It just scares me so much.
That's probably next, because if you're not, typically, first thing is you report this kind of GERD, they say, okay, well, let's save money, let's save medical resources, let's just give you Nexium, and, you'll be all fixed up. But if you're not, that suggests that you may have something going on there that needs to be checked. And I'm not saying it's a dire thing like esophageal cancer, God forbid, or something, but it just means you're not healing, and we need to know why. All right? Thanks very much for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-TALK is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Please call us.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You can call us. 877-726-TALK is our number. That's 877-726-8255. And are you suffering from fatigue or perhaps a degenerative condition, or you're simply aging too rapidly. Well, the problem may be with your lipid membranes. And science tells us that the old concept that cells were just like water balloons, you know, with liquid inside and a cell wall is an oversimplification. The wall of cells, not really a wall, it's a delicate lipid membrane, and its function is affected by your nutrition and a lack of proper essential fatty acids and phospholipids can cause your cell membranes to not work properly. When they don't work properly, energy transfer is affected, cellular communication is affected, your very mitochondria, which are the energy powerhouses of your cells, have lipid membranes, which can be damaged or depleted of certain key elements. And therefore, I'm a big fan of something called NT factor. NT factor repairs damaged cells, and clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it may reverse some symptoms of aging. It's available in ProPax, which is a complete vitamin and mineral formula, but you can also get NT factor alone. The product is called Healthy Aging, and NT factor Healthy Aging is the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT factor and a potent delivery system. Now, I don't miss a day. I've been taking NT factor for years. And with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. 877-726-TALK is our number. And how often do you change your sponges? Well, it's a funny thing about human psychology is I'll change my car. I keep cars for a long time. I don't lease them. I buy them. But I'll change my car every 6 to 8 years at a cost of around, well, what is it now, $40,000 up to $50,000 for a good quality car. But a sponge, forget about it. I'm going to try and squeeze as much longevity out of a sponge as is possible. I wait till my sponge is about to deteriorate, till it's all marred with stains. And I'm going to economize on those sponges. Because what do they cost? About, what, $4.99 a pack? And there's a very interesting article on that subject in a medical journal. They did a sophisticated scientific analysis on sponges. Now, we already know that sponges carry a lot of bacteria, so that's a given. This study is about sanitation by boiling or microwaving sponges. Now, one of the things that I've started to do is I've taken sponges, which are funky, and you can smell them. They smell funky. I stick them in the microwave, and it's kind of satisfying. They come out steaming, and the smell is at least mostly gone. And then I go ahead and use the sponge because I believe in what I was taught in biology, which is that high temperatures kill bacteria, right? Boiling, I mean, the first thing they say, you know, under primitive circumstances, they say, boil the instruments, boil the sheets, your, you know, frontier berth, boil whatever you're going to be using to take the bullet out. But this study shows that sanitized sponges did not contain less bacteria than uncleaned ones. In fact, the special cleaning, either by boiling or microwaving, even increased the relative abundance of certain very resistant bacteria. You know, bacteria are very resourceful, and they can live at high temperatures, such as you find in the geysers at Yellowstone. They're actually one-celled organisms that have adapted to super high temperatures. And they say resistant bacteria survive the sanitation process and rapidly recolonize until reaching a similar abundance as before the treatment. And they say that the same thing happens as when you take an antibiotic in terms of your gut bacteria. You don't kill off everything, even though you take powerful antibiotics. There are some bacteria that remain, become resistant to virtually any treatment. And so what they say here is that prolonged application of sanitation measures of kitchen sponges is not advisable. In other words, what I'm doing is wrong. And they say that long-term sponge sanitation methods appear not sufficient to effectively reduce the bacterial load in kitchen sponges and might even increase the share of resistant bacteria. We therefore, rather, suggest a regular and easily affordable replacement of kitchen sponges, for example, on a weekly basis. How about that? Okay, so I don't know. Maybe I'll get a less expensive car, and throw out my kitchen sponge and buy a new pack every month so that I get four sponges, and then I'll dole them out on a weekly basis. All right. Lutein, known as something that protects the macula of the eye, that's part of the retina that is subject to degeneration when you have a condition called macular degeneration, a real common cause of vision loss and blindness in older adults. And lutein, along with its companion nutrient, has been shown to slow the progression of macular degeneration. Well, seldom in nature is a natural compound just earmarked for one thing, right? You know, like a drug. I mean, drugs is like, this drug is specifically for such a thing. But in nature, nutrients and constituents of plants and animal protein and even fats, they have multiple functions. And it turns out that lutein found in leafy greens may counter cognitive aging. Now, that makes sense, because what is the retina other than a big nerve network? And it's light sensitive, but it transmits electrical impulses via the optic nerve to the brain, which is translated into vision. This study, which included 60 adults aged 25 to 45, found that middle-aged participants with higher levels of lutein, which they say are found in green leafy vegetables, such as spinach and kale, but you know where you find the most lutein? In egg yolks. The very self-same egg yolks that people are avoiding because they're told that cholesterol is bad for you. You can also find a generous amount of lutein in avocados. So these adults who had higher levels of lutein had neural responses, that is, brain responses, that were more on par with younger individuals than with their peers. Pretty cool. So they say now there's an additional reason to eat nutrient-rich foods such as green leafy vegetables, eggs, and avocados. We know these foods are related to other health benefits, but these data indicate that there may be cognitive benefits as well. And, oh, by the way, lutein is a nutrient that you need to get from outside because the body can't make it on its own, and it must be acquired through diet. Lutein accumulates in brain tissues as well as in the eye. And so very interesting study, they say that the neuroelectrical signature of older participants with higher levels of lutein looked more like their younger counterparts than their peers with less lutein. So next, they're going to be doing intervention trials, feeding people with mild cognitive impairment lutein to see if it slows the progression of their loss of brain function. And apropos of that, the Alzheimer's Association just released results of, recently they had a big convention on the subject of Alzheimer's disease. All the neurologists in the country dealing with Alzheimer's disease participated in the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. And so they generated a lot of press releases, and The problem is they don't have a lot to say about blockbuster new drugs to treat Alzheimer's disease or to rinse the brain of the amyloid plaque that accumulates in Alzheimer's. Those studies have gone bust to the tune sometimes of hundreds of millions of dollars of research money, and they've reached a dead end, mostly in terms of magic bullet drugs to turn back the clock on the degenerative changes in the brain associated with Alzheimer's disease. But, and this is encouraging, the Alzheimer's Association has launched the first of its kind $20 million lifestyle intervention trial to prevent cognitive decline. Now, this is important because all the emphasis has been on developing new drugs, and virtually none of the emphasis has been on lifestyle changes. And they're saying it took them a while because they just hit a brick wall when it came to drug breakthroughs. Not that they shouldn't be encouraged to look for answers in the field of pharmacology. You know, we'd welcome a, quote, cure, but pending the development of such a cure, which may be way off, we got to look at lifestyle. Indeed, that's what they're doing. A $20 million U.S. two-year clinical trial to test the ability of a multidimensional lifestyle intervention to prevent cognitive decline. They're going to look at 2,500 older adults with no current cognitive symptoms, but who are said to be at increased risk for later cognitive decline. So what are they going to do? They're going to look at the effects of physical exercise, which generates something called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, helps to grow new neurons, nutritional counseling and modification, it probably their version of optimal diet is probably just elimination of junk. It's not even close to what we would be advocating in the integrative community as the optimal diet. You know, think of Dr. David Perlmutter, grain brain, paleolithic diets. No, they're probably just going to have people avoid excess sugar and, you know, harmful junk, chemicalized crap. Also, cognitive and social stimulation and improved management of medical conditions. Okay, well, yeah, I guess that may mean more drugs for blood pressure, more drugs for cholesterol management, etc. But, hey, they're on the right track, and they're basing this on the results of a trial done in Finland called the FINGER study, the Finnish Geriatric Intervention Study to Prevent Cognitive Impairment and Disability. It's a two-year combination therapy trial that involved physical exercise, nutrition, cognitive stimulation, and self-monitoring of heart risk, similar to the new trial approved by the Alzheimer's Association, and it worked. It actually worked. They say, as of now, there are no approved medications that have produced results similar to the FINGER study. So the only thing that has made a difference so far, notwithstanding hundreds of millions of dollars of drug research, in terms of slowing the progression to Alzheimer's disease, is these tiny studies that have looked at lifestyle modification. We talked earlier about Dr. Dale Bredesen's research looking at lifestyle, along with certain nutritional supplements, reversing early Alzheimer's disease in a small series of patients, about 18 or 20 patients with early signs of dementia, reversed via supplements, diet, lifestyle changes, a multifactorial intervention. No, it's not as simple as taking one pill, but it works. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And I've often extolled the benefits of EGCG from green tea. It's epigallocatechin gallate, which is a beneficial polyphenol that is found in tea. It's a catechin, actually, and catechins have health-enhancing properties. There are catechins in coffee. There's catechins in chocolate or cocoa. And so there's some new research on EGCG. New research identifies potential therapeutic intervention for memory impairment. Love that. Neuroinflammation and brain insulin resistance, which are induced by a high-fat, high-fructose diet. So this research done in animals, so how do you turn a mouse into a fat mouse? Well, you feed them a diet high in fat, but not just high in fat, also high in fructose. Fructose, fruit sugar, has the potential to create a lot of insulin resistance, and it also, in mice, messes up their brains because insulin resistance in your muscles simply makes you tired. You can't utilize the sugar, and so there's no fuel for your muscles. But insulin resistance in your brain causes you to be dumber because your brain can't utilize the sugar. Sugar, sugar everywhere, but not a drop to drink when there's too much insulin resistance. So according to this research, Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology, EGCG helped to curb weight gain in these mouse, in these mice fed, what essentially is equivalent to a Western diet. Think of it, you know, lots of fat, but also lots of fructose from soda. And they found that the mice were better able to work mazes. They also had an improvement in their final body weight, and their insulin resistance was curbed by the EGCG. So think EGCG as a way to reduce the risk of insulin resistance, even in the face of a diet that's not so perfect. This item comes from the American Psychological Association. They just met at the 125th Annual Convention of the American Psychological Association. You may be wondering why you can't get a hold of your psychologist. Well, they were all in, they were all at convention in San Francisco and having a good time while you're languishing in your summer funk. But the researchers have determined that yoga is effective at reducing the symptoms of depression. Having undertaken yoga, it's not that obvious, because during yoga, sometimes it can be a little strenuous. You can push a little bit beyond your comfort zone. So holding some of the postures is difficult, and you use breathing to get you to relax under what essentially is a kind of a stressful situation. And I think that that's part of the essence of the benefits of yoga, is that, yes, you move your spine and there's movement, but there's also the ability to just be there in the face of something that is taking you a little bit out of your comfort zone. I think that may be why yoga may have turned out to be beneficial for the treatment of depression. So researchers have confirmed And yoga has so many benefits, of course, for back problems and for many, many problems such as hypertension, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and so on. But great stress buster. Clearly, yoga is not a cure-all, but there seems to be a lot of potential. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number is 877-726-TALK. We've got another hour of Intelligent Medicine coming up, so call us.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.